Constitutional Court President Marie-Madeleine Mboromsuo says the court has decided that all of the votes from the August 30th election should be recounted. Mboromsuo says candidate representatives are invited to observe the recount, which will begin at 2 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. She says results from all of the more than 2,800 polling stations will be re-examined. Former Defense Minister Ali Ben Bongo was declared the winner of the election with nearly 42% of ballots cast. Former Interior Minister Andre Mba-Obam and opposition leader Pierre Mambundu each finished with about 25% of the vote. The Constitutional Court recount follows an electoral challenge by Mr. Obam, Mr. Mambundu, and several other candidates who accuse electoral officials of vote fraud to benefit Mr. Bongo. The court has until October 18th to rule on that challenge. Mboromsuo says if the court finds the results should be annulled, the election will be held again. If the court confirms the results, she says the candidate who was initially declared the winner will be inaugurated. Former Prime Minister Jean Ndong says opposition candidates initially filed individual challenges, but have since agreed to combine them in a single lawsuit.
Les recours des candidats sont individuels. C'est la procédure.
Ndong says uniting their legal challenge shows opposition solidarity behind a common goal, that the election should be cancelled and rerun because of fraud and intimidation by the ruling party. Most electoral observers say they believe the vote was fair despite irregularities, including security forces at polling stations, ballot boxes not properly sealed, and the absence of opposition representatives during some vote counting. Government spokesman René Ndemezo Obiang says the opposition has a constitutional right to challenge the result, but he dismisses accusations of electoral misconduct.
La CNAP a fait son travail. Elle et le ministère de l'Intérieur ont annoncé.
Obiang says Gabon's Independent Electoral Commission and its Interior Ministry did their jobs and have already announced who won the vote. Mr. Bongo was considered the front-runner since his father's death in June after 42 years in power. Mr. Bongo ran the best-financed campaign and benefited from the electoral infrastructure of the ruling party. But the announcement of his victory was delayed several days by disputes within the Electoral Commission over its authority to investigate allegations of fraud. When he was declared the winner, security forces drove off opposition supporters in the capital with tear gas. Demonstrators in the city of Port-Gentil burned the French consulate and attacked offices of French and U.S. oil companies. The government says three people were killed in that violence. Opposition groups say the death toll was at least 15. Interim President Rose Francine Rugombe says an investigation is underway to determine who was responsible for the violence. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.